here's a story from The World.
Unpacking President Joe Biden's first press conference yesterday at the White House, the talking points ranged from the U.S. economic recovery to relations with China and North Korea. Biden also faced a lot of questions about immigration and the growing number of people, mostly from Central America, arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. His message to adult migrants and families was clear.
They should all be going back. All be going back. The only people we're not going to let sitting there on the other side of the Rio Grande by themselves with no help are children.
Some families are being allowed into the U.S., but many are turned back, and they're facing tough decisions in Mexican border cities. The World's Monica Campbell has one family story.
For Eddie and his son, it's been a puzzling journey. About a month ago, they left Honduras for the United States, then rafted across the Rio Grande at the very southern tip of Texas, and were taken into Border Patrol custody. Then, Eddie expected the chance to explain why they left Honduras, but that didn't happen. Nobody asked why we left, he tells me by phone, and there are many reasons why, including the low wages Eddie earns harvesting sugarcane, the hurricane that flooded their home, but more than anything, it's the gangs that rule the streets who want to recruit Eddie's son. He's 9. Now, they're in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, across the border from El Paso, Texas, and he, along with thousands of other migrants, is bewildered because he thought he had been allowed into the United States. We spent 2 nights in a U.S. Border Patrol holding cell in Texas, Eddie says. Then at 2 a.m., he says, they were escorted onto a plane with other migrants and flown 600 miles to El Paso. They thought they were going to a shelter in the U.S., but then after stepping off the plane, Eddie and his son, along with many of their fellow passengers, were bussed by U.S. officials to a bridge that connects to Juarez. We were told to walk across the bridge, Eddie says, who asked to use his first name only for security reasons. He had no idea where he was until he saw a sign that said, "Welcome to Juarez." People broke down crying, feeling deceived. Taylor Levy is an immigration lawyer who's long worked with migrants at the Texas border. She's heard more stories like Eddie's in the past weeks.
Lots of times the people have no idea that this was going to happen to them. They don't understand why they were picked for return while other people were released.
She says this confusion just makes things harder for people already in tough situations.
It means that they're using these Central American families, these vulnerable populations, as pawns in a deterrent strategy. So hopefully they spread the word and more people won't keep coming.
In an email, a Customs and Border Protection spokesperson acknowledged that migrants are being flown across Texas and to San Diego, too, to bigger border stations that can handle the background checks required of apprehended migrants. Then they're sent back to Mexico. Legally, though, people have the right to request asylum once they've touched U.S. soil, but that's not happening now.
We're here to this point where people have to have a way to be allowed to seek asylum again, because that is enshrined in our laws. You know, since the 1980 Refugee Act, people have the right to seek asylum.
Over a WhatsApp video call, Eddie shows me the tiny room he's renting by the day in Juarez.
Muy malas condiciones. No tenemos otro.
He points to a bare mattress on the floor. That's it, he says. He and his son are also sharing the room with another family, a mom and her young son. While we talked, the two boys kicked a purple ball in the hallway. Eddie says they're only leaving the building for food. Migrants can be targeted for kidnapping. Eddie has family in Iowa. Kidnappers could call them and demand ransom. He's also still absorbing the shock of being back in Mexico, and he's still determined to enter the United States. My son tells me he doesn't want to go back to Honduras, Eddie says. He knows it's too dangerous for him there. But they only have about $50 left. Eddie knows some parents are choosing to send their children alone across the border, knowing the U.S. must take in kids who arrive by themselves. Eddie says he can't imagine doing that, but he isn't sure of other options right now. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell. From PRX.